and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at EOD.com.
The cracks start the show. So I'm driving to work and I pass one of those car dealerships that line the 405 between La and Irvine. They've all got big electric signs, three stories tall, that flash prices and specials and the fact that they'll give you free donuts just for stopping by. Well, the one I'm passing now blinks three ads, followed by some random preachy platitude, followed by three more ads. Stupid stuff. Happy peppa perky stuff. Like, improvement begins with I. And, one saint duty of left bracket or right bracket, is to listen. And, big shots are little shots, who kept on shooting. I actually look forward to passing this dealership, every day, because just trying to read a sign, without rerandom the guy, in front of me is a challenge, and if I manage it, I get to feel hateful, and smug. But today's saying, throws me off. It says, technology or perish. Technology or perish? What the heck does that mean? Technology or perish? Sheesh. It's not even a sentence. It's not even a fragment. Left bracket noun right bracket, or left bracket verb right bracket, doesn't make any grammatical sense. It might as well say banana, or whittle, or carpet or fly fish, or any number of other time-wasting garbage. Damn it, if you're gonna go flashing sayings at tens of thousands of people a day, you should make sure that it makes sense. I mean, I could set up a big sign and start broadcasting nonsense too, but I have a sense of social responsibility. I have a sense of common decency. I know that there are people out there with a dangerously off-kilter sense of mental well-being, and even the slightest, just the very slightest, oddity may set them off on a five-state killing spree that would leave dozens dead and endless desolation and carnage in its path. Stupid sign.
The text of this story is available at EOD.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.